Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Director Emma Scahill about events surrounding the Knoxville Nationals this week.
This week, of course, is the Knoxville Nationals. The 410 Nationals are just about here, and I understand that you folks at the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce are still looking for some volunteers. Tell us what you're looking for here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we park cars out at Young's Park every year, and we're out there every day, Wednesday through Saturday, from 10 a.m. until about 7 to 7:30 each night. And this is our largest fundraiser of the year, and it's a really easy volunteer opportunity. So you'll just sit there and take money from the cars as they come in or help them find their spots if they have reserved a parking spot on the pavement. So pretty easy, and it's a great way to get your feet wet in volunteering and to just help out during Knoxville's busiest time of the year.
And I understand sign up for this is online. Tell folks where they can go to find that link.
Yeah, so the sign up link has been shared on our Facebook page, and then it's also available on our website. So you can find it there, and if you have issues finding it, shoot us an email at info@knoxvilleiachamber.com, and we'll help you get signed up that way.
Well, the other major thing with the chamber here is the parade coming up on Saturday. I understand entries for that are closed, but it should be a great parade on Saturday, right?
Yeah, we're really excited about the parade on Saturday. So it will start at 11 a.m., and it'll go downtown Knoxville. So it's the same route that it's taken in the past, but it'll go past the square and all the downtown businesses, and it'll be a really great turnout. We have a lot of fun entries who are going to be in the parade this year and some great dignitaries. The past defending champion from Nationals, David Gravel, will be in it. We have race fans of the year. The Queen and her court for the Knoxville Nationals will be present. So it'll be a really great parade, and we're really hoping to see a lot of people, both Knoxville residents and race fans who are visiting, show up to visit and see the parade.
And I understand there's going to be some road closures, too. Is that correct, with the parade?
Yes. So parking around the immediate square will be closed off the morning of the parade, and there are other parking options around town that morning. But down around the parade route and especially on the square, parking will be limited or closed.
And also on Saturday, the Knoxville area merchants are having an event. So what are you able to share about that?
Yeah, so this group is made up of a lot of our downtown merchants and representatives from their businesses. So they have planned a race to the finish line, which will take place from 1 to 3 on that Saturday, so right after the parade. And they're planning a lot of fun different contests and events. So it'll be a fun way to come downtown, see some of the shops and things that are available, but also have some fun with your family.
And, of course, with so many people in town, that gives the businesses an opportunity to really show their stuff, you know, tell folks why they should head downtown and check out all the Knoxville businesses during this time.
Well, we know there are a lot of fun events going on at the racetrack in the afternoons and obviously the races in the evening. But when things are a little more quiet at the racetrack, we really encourage people to come downtown because there are some really great businesses and restaurants down there that would love to interact with the race fans who are in town for the week. So it's really a big time of year for all of our local businesses because all of the people who are visiting, it allows them to see what the businesses have to offer, but also helps the businesses and sets them up to be in a good spot throughout the year. And it's a really great way to support shopping local.
Anything else about the Knoxville Nationals before we wrap up today?
We are really excited to welcome all of the race fans back to Knoxville this year. We missed the large crowds last year, and we're really excited to have everyone here this year and to show them everything that Knoxville has to offer.
Thanks to Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Director Emma Scahill for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.